This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The state's Catholic hospital network is now owned by a New York private equity firm named after the mythical three-headed dog that guards the gates of hell. Cerberus Capital Management has agreed to buy Boston-based Caritas Christi, which has been struggling financially, in a deal worth close to $900 million. And the company has promised to maintain the hospital network's Catholic identity and to continue running it for at least 3 years. We'll be talking about what this deal means for the healthcare landscape in Massachusetts in a few minutes. But first, to go over some of the details about this deal, we're joined by Boston Globe reporter Rob Weissman. Welcome to Radio Boston, Rob.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Rob. First, tell us why Cerberus bought this Caritas hospital chain.
Well, it's not entirely clear. I mean, Cerberus, like all buyout firms, is always looking for opportunities to buy a financially struggling business where it can add some value, where it can help turn them around, and then, of course, sell them at a profit a few years down the road. And they're not planning to hold this or any of their investments for the long term. Although they have actually held on to some of their holdings for up to 10 years, but you don't
expect Cerberus to be a long term owner of Caritas.
Well, it's unclear, but long term means they probably won't be owning it 10 or 15 years from now. But it could definitely be more than three. They have not traditionally been in the healthcare business, but I think they may see this as a pilot project to help them understand the new healthcare landscape. There's obviously a lot of changes nationally, and they're happening first in Massachusetts, not only with expanded access, but now with payment reform.
So, Rob,
maybe I'm sorry, go ahead.
I apologize. I was going to ask that if, as you said, that healthcare is a new frontier for Cerberus, so you're saying they haven't bought any kind of health or institution in the past, this would be a new kind of purchase.
This would be a new type of purchase for them. I think they have done some biotech in the past, but not much of that either. Of course, they're not going to run it themselves. They're going to be the owners, but it's going to continue to be run by their existing management, led by Ralph Dellatore, the CEO.
So the current ownership and management will still continue to have a management role?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, the amount Cerberus paid is about $900 million. That's not all upfront money. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, the bulk of that money, about $495 million, is going to be basically just assuming debt. So they're going to take over, among other things, the pensions obligations for about 13,000 Caritas employees and retirees, and also retire some other debt. In addition to that, they're putting up about $400 million toward capital improvements at the hospital, some of which have already begun under Caritas.
So that means an injection of money to spruce up emergency rooms, buy equipment, things that that patients will physically see a difference in.
Exactly.
Now, Cerberus has agreed to run the Caritas hospitals as Catholic institutions for at least 3 years, and then also not to close any of the hospitals for 3 years. But after that three-year mark, do you think it's likely that, number one, they'll remain Catholic, and number two, Cerberus will keep running them at least for the short term?
Well, they have signed a stewardship agreement with the Archdiocese of Boston, saying that the hospitals will remain Catholic. There is an escape clause in the agreement, basically saying that if for some material reason they have to back out of that, then they would have to contribute a certain sum to charities chosen by the Archdiocese of Boston. So some of the critics of the deal, especially some of the Catholic critics of the deal, question whether they really will be able to maintain the Catholic identity in the long term. But they say they will. In terms of closing the hospitals, some of the hospitals have been financially weak, although Cerberus is obviously going to strengthen them through their investments. And some of the conditions that were imposed by the AG would make it difficult to close it even after 3 years unless they gave a long notice, had a monitoring group watch it. So it wouldn't be that easy to close it right away. But I think in the near term, those hospitals will be here.
So if those hospitals have been financially weak, or some of them have been weak, as you said, then what is Cerberus's turnaround plan, its business model, if the current management hasn't been able to do that? Is it just that Cerberus has the money to do it?
Well, they haven't actually said what the business plan is. Some during the hearings, there were some critics or skeptics had asked them to produce a business plan, which they declined to do, and the state attorney general did not force them to do it. But in general, I think what Ralph Dellatore has said is that he wants to stop the leakage of patients from the communities where Caritas hospitals are located to the Boston Academic Medical Centers. A lot of people are going downtown for treatments that could be done in these community hospitals. He wants to strengthen the community hospitals. I think also under this, the new global payment systems, which people expect will replace the fee-for-service systems in Massachusetts, these hospitals are going to hospitals and doctors groups are going to be forming what they call accountable care organizations, and those are going to be groups that coordinate care and distribute payments under a certain budget. And I think they believe that they can do that, be more agile in doing that than maybe some of the traditional nonprofit hospitals.
Rob Weissman, thanks for that update on this deal.
Thanks, Sasha.
Rob Weissman is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He's a business reporter who's been covering the Caritas sale. Listeners, we're talking about the sale of the Caritas Christi Catholic nonprofit hospital chain to a for-profit company. So these will now become for-profit hospitals. We want to know if you think that's a good thing for the healthcare landscape, if you're worried that a private company won't keep these hospitals Catholic or abide by their Catholic ideals, or if you think that you are more interested in trying out a Caritas hospital now that you know it's going to be run by a for-profit company. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Also with me to talk about the larger implications of this sale is Matt Wilson of Healthcare for All. That's a healthcare advocacy group. Welcome to Radio Boston, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
And also with us from his office at Boston University's School of Management is Professor Stephen Davidson. He's author of the book Still Broken: Understanding the U.S. Healthcare System. Thanks for joining us too, Professor Davidson.
Thank you.
Matt, if I could have you jump in first, I'm wondering how you think this sale will affect patients in the Caritas Christi communities, whether in terms of their access to care or the quality of care they get if they choose to go to those hospitals?
That's a great question. We came into this work about 6 months ago when this deal came on the table with a couple of questions. One was really, what was the end game of Cerberus? Is it to provide accessible and affordable health care, or was it to make a quick flip of money and sell it off? And also, what was their plan, as Rob Weissman talked about, what was their business plan to meet some new financial obligations that they have now as a for-profit? They now are going to have to pay taxes. They're now going to have to do a return, earn a return of investment for their investors. And we were one of the groups that asked for a business plan, which we did not get. So we had these questions coming in, and honestly, we still have a number of questions coming out. We worked hard through the public hearing process to make sure that consumers, there were some good conditions in the deal to protect consumers. And we think the deal that went through actually is going to provide some protection to consumers. All through the process, Caritas kept repeating that they wanted to be a model for high quality, low cost, and community-based healthcare. And we honestly think community hospitals like the Caritas chain are a core piece of an affordable healthcare system.
Matt Wilson of Healthcare for All, thanks for that. And Stephen Davidson of Boston University, could you tell me as well, when you see a for-profit come in like this and take over a nonprofit chain, what does that mean for patients? Do they notice anything? And does their healthcare get better or worse if they choose to go to those hospitals?
Well, I don't think it by definition means one thing or the other. I think the problem is that on the one hand, it appears that Cerberus is bringing in a lot of money, which Caritas obviously needs to pay off debt and to modernize its plant, and that's probably a good thing. On the other hand, by being an investor-owned company, it has a second interest that not-for-profits don't have, which is to provide wealth to its owners. Now, whether it's in the form of dividends or in the form of a company that becomes worth a lot more when it gets sold in a few years, it doesn't really matter. But the fact that it now has two interests means, at least raises the risk that when the crunch time comes, they'll choose to serve their owners and not their their clients.
Well, Professor Davison, we just heard both Rob Weissman refer to the fact that maybe Cerberus won't even be the owner 10 years down the line.
Right.
And we heard Matt Wilson say that, you know, in the end, will this just be a quick flip, a way to put some money in and then sell this chain for a lot more? Is that what you expect to see, that Cerberus will be a short-term owner? It will put some money in, but really what it's trying to do is increase the value of the chain so it can resell it?
Probably. I think that probably is what's going to happen.
Matt Wilson, so if that happens, if the chain gets resold, does that just create more questions about what happens to the quality of care? I mean, obviously, we're talking about a lot of what-ifs here, but I'm wondering what you think long-term this chain is facing.
Well, the key thing is that these six hospitals continue to be sustainable. All these six hospitals are vital parts of these communities, mostly low-income communities across Massachusetts. And when you talk about the next big issue on the table here in Massachusetts, which the governor has put as one of his priorities, of how do we control the costs of health care, a lot of it is going to be how do community hospitals operate. They are low cost. If we can have low cost, high quality community hospitals, we can bring down the overall cost of health care here in Massachusetts. And so that's the task in front of De La Torre and Caritas, is can they build the quality, keep the cost down, and keep their patients in their hospitals.
Right. And Professor Davison, we heard one of our guests talk about the fact that we're basically, this hospital chain wants to see if, rather than people immediately thinking, I'm going to go to Mass General, I'm going to go to the Brigham, I'm going to go to another big name hospital, that people will start thinking more about, I'll go to the Kearney, I'll go to St. E's. Do you think that we will see a more competitive hospital landscape, that when people see money being put into these hospitals, they won't immediately think Mass General, they might think Caritas could be a good place to go too?
Well, I think in the, you know, fundamentally, the customers of these hospitals are not the patients, but the doctors. When a person gets sick and he knows he's got a big problem, he doesn't know what to, you know, whether he needs surgery or some high-priced procedure. What he knows is he needs somebody to provide expertise who can tell him what he needs and where to get it. And that's the doctor. And so the patient goes to a doctor who has a relationship with the hospital, maybe a Caritas hospital. And if the patient needs to be hospitalized or needs services that only the hospital offers, then he refers that patient to that hospital. And the question is, at that point, does the patient say, no, I don't want to go there, I want to go to the Brigham or Beth Israel? Chances are that doesn't happen. And if it does, the doctor comes back and says, you know, I've had a very good experience with providers at St. Elizabeth's, and I think you're going to be in good hands there. And besides, they have great nurses and so forth.
Professor Davison, I want to bring in a caller who wants to raise the issue of the chain's Catholicism. And this is Dan from Roslindale. And Dan, what's your thought or concern about the sale of Caritas to a for-profit?
My question was, thanks for taking my call, just curious about what is actually meant by Catholic care. I know it's a concern that they could, after 3 years, have that in threat, the Catholic mission. But what is meant by Catholic care? How does that differ from just normal hospital care? And I guess the other question is, with that in mind, you know, isn't that potentially, is there a religious bias here that may actually push people away from hospitals like these and towards,
Dan, thanks for that, Dan. And actually, to answer your question, I'm going to bring in another voice. This is R.T. Neary. He's the chairman of something called the Coalition to Save Catholic Healthcare. And this is a group that has questions about this company's commitment to Catholic ideals. R.T. Neary, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So could you first answer that listener's question about what exactly is meant by Catholic ideals when it comes to healthcare?
Catholic ideals. In the Catholic ideal, we respect human life, number one, from its very basic beginnings until natural death. Number two, each individual is of the equal value, each individual life. So an individual coming off the street as an indigent is the same as an individual coming from a posh suburb.
So, R.T. Neary, when you say that Catholic ideals mean respect human life from the beginning till death, does that mean that you would not expect a Catholic hospital chain to offer abortions?
Absolutely.
Even in any kind of emergency situation?
No.
And what about reproductive medicine, IVF, people who can't have children naturally? Could you assist having children?
the Catholic tradition opposes that, Catholic principles and directives.
So then, what's your level of concern about Cerberus actually holding up these ideals? It has said it will, but are you concerned that it won't?
It absolutely won't. Rob Weissman referred to the escape clause. The escape clause says that if the Catholic identity becomes unlawful, which it's not going to be, or, quote-unquote, materially burdensome. Now, that's a phrase that you could drive a fleet of 18-wheelers through. And we expect that after 3 years, they will find a way to dismiss all Catholic identity whatsoever, including the Catholic directives.
So, R.T. Neary, does your group feel like there's anything it can do at this point to not allow that to happen, if that's your goal?
Well, we've been battling it for some 5 months now since we formed the coalition. And while we haven't got the press we wish we had, because it seems that the press simply takes the PR releases from Caritas Christi, most of which have been totally deceptive, might I add, and they simply reprint them verbatim in their papers. But we have taken it all the way to Rome, I can say, in the Vatican.
R.T. Neary, stay with us if you would, in case we want to come back to you. R.T. Neary is chairman of the Coalition to Save Catholic Healthcare. And I want to go to a listener who's actually sent us a tweet. And this is Rich SPK, who tweeted, "Please mention that Cerberus Capital is the same company that owned Chrysler until recently." Professor Stephen Davidson, is that something you know about and want to comment on at all?
No, but if it is, I'm not sure how that's relevant. I mean, I think the fundamental question is that this is a company that has that one of its major interests is in increasing the value of the company to its shareholders or to potential buyers, and chances are they will do whatever they can to make that happen.
I want to mention that a few years ago in Massachusetts, there's a hospital network called Metro West Medical Center out in Framingham, Natick. And in the late 90s, it was bought by a for-profit called Tenet Healthcare. There was a consulting group in Boston that was asked to study that sale. And that consultant found that basically the care did not change after a for-profit took over. And Matt Wilson of Healthcare for All, I wonder if that's reassuring to you, for that at least in that case. Now, it could be very different circumstances, but at least in that case, quality of care stayed the same.
Yeah, when for-profits came on the scene in healthcare in the late 90s, there was a lot of issues, which a lot of them seem to have been dealt with. I think the one difference on this deal is that Cerberus is a private equity firm, and they deal a lot with risk. And inherent in this deal is risk, but there's also opportunity. And so,
and Tenet, which bought Metro West Medical Center, was already a healthcare entity.
Exactly.
I want to go to another caller, and this is Ed calling from Toronto. And Ed, what's your thought about the sale of Caritas to a for-profit private equity firm?
Well, I can tell you what was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal a few years ago. A researcher at McMaster University in Hamilton analyzed over 100,000 cases of U.S. Medicare patients, and they held constant for complication of cases and so forth, and they just divided them between for-profit hospitalizations in for-profit hospitals against hospitalizations in not-for-profit hospitals in the United States. And sure enough, hospitalizations in for-profit hospitals had a significantly higher death rate.
Ed, I want to put your comment to Stephen Davidson. He's the professor at Boston University who's with us. Stephen Davidson, do you have an explanation for why we would see that? A higher death rate among Medicare patients, this obviously means lower paying or uninsured patients, than that we would see at a nonprofit.
Yeah, I can't comment on that particular study, but I do know that that the record of for-profit hospitals when they're compared with not-for-profit hospitals is not good. But some of the reasons are that they tend to be, I'm surprised at that finding, because they tend to be particularly good at avoiding really sick patients and avoiding patients who don't have a good way of paying for the services.
Avoiding them, meaning it simply won't treat them?
Yeah, it sends them to other places.
Matt Wilson of Healthcare for All, is that a concern for you?
It is, and I think the other big concern is their continued investment in the community. These are community hospitals, and doing outreach and doing health prevention and doing programs that prevent health problems is one of the primary purposes of community hospitals. And that's the one thing that we made sure got in to this deal and the conditions of the deal. And so we're going to be monitoring to make sure that not only are they serving people in their hospitals, but out there in the community doing prevention, investing in the community.
Matt Wilson of Healthcare for All, we're obviously talking about a lot of what ifs. But if you had to say right now whether you think ultimately this will be a good thing for Massachusetts healthcare, that this formerly nonprofit Massachusetts healthcare hospital chain is now owned by a private company. Do you think it will be good for patients in Massachusetts?
It'll be good if these community hospitals continue to operate, continue to thrive, and they say what their mission is. Their mission is to provide high-quality, low-cost community health. And if they can do it and pull it off, we'll be better.
Thanks to all of you. Matt Wilson works for Healthcare for All, a healthcare advocacy group. Thanks very much, Matt. Stephen Davidson is a professor at Boston University who studies healthcare issues. Thanks very much, Professor Davidson. And we also had with us R.T. Neary, who's chair of the Coalition to Save Catholic Healthcare. Thank you very much. Stay with us. Coming up next, we talk with Congressman Ed Markey about cargo safety in the wake of the latest package bomb threat from Yemen. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.